And on the line I have Mindy O'Brien, the coordinator with Voice. Good morning to you, Mindy. How are you?
Morning, Noel. I'm great. Okay. How are you?
What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Dublin.
Okay. So it's still a bit rainy out there, I suppose?
It is. Like everywhere, I think.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about Voice. You were the Green Awards winner this year. Just remind people what it's all about.
We won the Green NGO Award this year from the Green Awards. We're very proud of that, for the work we're doing. Primarily, we're working on waste and resource efficiency and trying to figure out how can we become more conscious consumers. And we do this by, you know, advocating for effective EU policy and national policy on waste. We've been working a lot on the plastics issue, both internationally, both on EU, primarily with the single-use plastic directive that would ban certain single-use plastic items. And then we're also pushing for effective policy to encourage people to reduce their waste, reduce the use of plastic, putting an industry to reduce the amount of plastic packaging that they're putting in the marketplace. So we do that policy-wise, but then we also reach out to communities and help them try to take on new initiatives to reduce their waste.
Okay, and one of your own initiatives now is every year at this time in July, you have a plastic-free month, hopefully, that it will carry on after that. But how are you getting across? How's the public reacting to it, the information? Because it's a good time to pick summer. People swim and they see the results of plastic in the waters where they're swimming.
Yeah, this is a global month. It's plastic-free July. It's been going on for the past few years. And so we're encouraging people to be a little bit more conscious about what they're buying, what they're using. So when you're shopping, try to buy things without plastic. If you're out and about, bring a reusable water bottle rather than a disposable plastic one. If you need to get some Coke or Pepsi, try to use maybe an aluminum can rather than a plastic bottle. So, and we're asking people to map them and to tweet their successes or what barriers they're facing. So we've been doing a lot on social media with this. We're working on some infographics as well. But it's more kind of on an individual basis. But also during the month of July and also beyond, encourage your TDs, encourage the government to really take action to adopt a deposit refund scheme for plastic bottles, aluminum cans, and maybe glass bottles as well, where you pay a deposit to encourage people to return those bottles for effective recycling or reuse. And also to encourage the government to take measures to reduce the amount of plastic packaging, but also to put incentives in for reuse, kind of go back in time to reuse things rather than use things once.
The most effective one for me, because I remember it very, very well, the glass bottles, especially milk and stuff like that. It was really great. And it seemed, I don't know whether it was only being an older person and memory sort of curve things a little way, colour things, I should say, but the taste seemed to be better tasting out of glass. But it would be a good idea, and I don't understand why they're not taking it on, for all things to be in glass.
Well, their argument is, and there is some validity to this, that when you're transporting glass around, for single use especially, for that it costs more in petrol because it's heavier haul. But if you can reuse it, have reverse logistics, you know, you always have trucks that are empty coming back. Mm-hmm. But instead of using it, looking at single use, look at reuse. You know, they have a system in Germany. They reuse their glass bottles for beer and other drinks, you know, 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a lot better than a single-use plastic bottle.
Okay, and what about the source, to the extent of the companies that produce the plastic that also supply it to the multinationals who use it for vegetables and all that? Any worth getting through to any of those? Because I've been around, looked around, and I tried to do the best I can myself, but some of the stuff you have to get a container if you want the product.
Well, what we did is we work with Friends of the Earth on the Sick of Plastic campaign, which is a year-round campaign. We've been doing it for a couple of years. And we encourage people. We've had days that we've asked people to leave their plastic packaging behind. And one day, but every day, don't be dictated to by the supermarkets. If you don't want the plastic packaging, leave it behind. And I know some supermarkets are facilitating that, but that's kind of the first step. You know, we'd rather, because they still have to get rid of it, but we ask them to provide things, you know, without packaging or sell things in bulk so you can bring your own containers and fill it up at the supermarkets. It really doesn't, you know, it's not too inconvenient for the consumer or for the shop. So we've reached out to Supervisor. We're still waiting to see a meeting with them. We're speaking with Aldi next week. We've spoken to Tesco, and they're all saying, yes, they're trying to do stuff, but it takes time. And but they also have a burden that the EU has new regulations that said that all plastic packaging has to be easily recyclable by 2030. Because right now there's a lot of plastic out there and a lot of films, a lot of composite materials that's not recyclable. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to have to completely change their packaging decisions. But what we're encouraging them is to look at, rather than try to substitute one item, disposable item for another, so rather than going to a compostable one, go towards to a whole paradigm shift. Say, can we encourage people to use their own containers? Can we have reusable containers? Let's see if we whole process while we're changing the tooling now.
Okay, and what's the biggest culprit? Is it plastic bags that is getting into the environment more than any other item?
Oh, no, it's all plastic. I think here, plastic bags are less because we have the levy on the plastic bags. But plastic bottles are huge on the beaches. All sorts of plastic packaging, you know, things that, you know, the plastic packaging ties that hold the bottles together and the, mm-hmm. and the cans together, but they're getting into the beach, but they're also, so they're going into the water, and the problem is it's buffeted around, it breaks up into smaller and smaller pieces, creating the microplastics, a lot of which float, a lot of it sinks to the ground, and they're the same size as like the food that the photoplankton and the zooplankton eat, so they're eating this as well, so it's going up the food chain, so we really have to be conscious about reducing plastic and trying to plug the holes in the system to make sure that it isn't, the plastic and other items are not lost in the environment.
Okay, and it's going to be over the next 2 years now, the new Climate Age Action Plan. What sort of sanctions will be in after the time is up for people who don't comply?
Is this for climate action or is this for the single-use plastic that you wanted to mm-hmm. talk about? Because the enforcement actions for the single-use plastic and the criteria under that directive, it will be up to enforcement on a national basis. And I don't know what the enforcement mechanisms will be because they still haven't written a law here yet. So that's yet to be seen. But what this bill does do, what this directive does do, is puts more of a burden, financial burden, back on the producers of this plastic, mm-hmm. so that they will now be required to pay for the cleanup of litter, for the, you know, the emptying of the street bins, which largely has fallen on the taxpayers in the past, but now they'll have to step up to the plate. So hopefully that will encourage them to reduce the amount of plastic packaging, or the plastic packaging they put onto the market will be easier to manage.
Mm-hmm. I think people should remember it's not just for inconvenience for yourself if you're out swimming and it's in the water, and that it's for marine life and the preservation of marine life and the planet. Indeed, it's, as I say, it's not just because it's a nuisance.
Yeah, and but also a contributor to climate change, because they say by 2050 that the life cycle of plastic will contribute by 17% or 18% of the greenhouse gases from extraction, because you know it's made from oil, so all the methane that's released from the extraction of the oil, and plastic requires a lot of energy, a lot of electricity to create the plastic, so that's a lot of emissions as well, the transport and then also the disposal. So plastics have a huge impact on the environment, both in the microplastics that's in the plastic in the sea and the environment, but mm-hmm. also with the emissions that it creates. So we need to reduce the amount of plastic in our environment.
Okay, and how are we as a nation as regards complying ourselves? I mean, you have this initiative every July. How are we reacting to it in general?
Well, I think people are very positive. I think people are very aware of the plastic issue. But then we have to translate that into behavior change. So it needs to be all along society. And, you know, individuals need to take action to try to change their shopping habits and change their consumption habits, but also supermarkets have to make it easy for us to reduce our plastic packaging. And but the government needs to put regulation on industry, because I think voluntary commitments are not enforceable, and it's too slow. We need to move big faster now. So we need government to put the pressure and enforce and force industry to change.
Okay.
So it's all along. Everyone has a responsibility.
Okay, that's a good word, a good final positive energy to end on, and halfway through the month of plastic-free alternatives. And I hope people listen, and I'm sure they will. Thank you very much, Mindy. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Keep up the great work, Noel. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye. And that's Mindy O'Brien, a coordinator at Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment. Call it, that's Voice.